Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Jenna Dorn. Jenna is the administrator of the Federal Transit Administration in the U.S. Department of Transportation. And joining us in our conversation is Dave Abel.
Jenna, let's talk a little bit more about FTA. How does FTA fit in with the mission and activities of the Department of Transportation?
Good question. FTA is one of about 10 what we call modal administrations within the Department of Transportation. Of course, we're focused on the public part of transportation and as a grant-making agency to transit systems. And one of the most important things that it's important to note is that public transportation is really a lifeline to jobs, to community, and to friends and family for those who rely on transit. It also supports economic growth and vitality. It reduces congestion and it improves the quality of lives, and certainly it conserves energy, and there's no more important time to do that. None of these benefits, however, can really occur unless we work at the community level and at the nationwide level to make sure that we have a seamless kind of transportation system. So the other modal administrations, whether it's the airports or highways, all of them have to be user-friendly, have to be connected to each other, so we make a transportation system that works well together. And this year is a terribly important time to be talking about that because the surface modes of transportation will be having their programs reauthorized for the next 6 years with under Congress's direction. So the administration is in the process of finalizing its proposal to move forward, and there will be some really good discussions over the next number of months on that.
Well, let's spend a few minutes talking about the programs of the FTA. Could you tell us more about the Urbanized Area Formula Program?
Sure. That is probably the biggest part of our grant program in the Federal Transit Administration. We give about $4.5 billion to cities to buy buses, to make major capital investments. Most of that is distributed by formula, flexibility is really the watchword for the Urbanized Area Formula Program. The kinds of things that we want to change in the administration's reauthorization bill, we want to make sure that the local community, which is the appropriate place for community decisions to be made about transportation, has the option about where and how they want to invest in their transportation system. So that's a very important piece of the Urbanized Area Program. We also want to start in, the administration has proposed a passenger-based performance incentive, and that's a very important and growing piece that this president wants to emphasize. What we're all about is outcomes, and for public transportation, the real outcome is number of riders, and we think that while ridership has moved upward dramatically over the last 6 years, 28% more people ride public transportation across America now than they did 6 years ago, we think we can do even better. We need to do better, particularly in America's cities.
So how about the New Starts program? What is that, and how does it facilitate cost-effective transit solutions?
The New Starts program is about, under this president's 04 budget, is a $1.5 billion investment in and it's basically what it says. It's new investments or extensions of existing transportation infrastructure. For example, we build light rail systems, heavy rail systems, and the whole component of the New Starts program is really very performance-based because we have a very intensive way of evaluating literally hundreds of projects that are proposed to the federal government, to FTA, to be built in communities across America. We have a very comprehensive kind of plan to figure out, are these projects really going to provide benefits for the cost that they will cost, and what other kind of benefits in terms of the environment will they provide? And then we rate those projects, and we tell Congress that we think this project is highly recommended, recommended or not recommended, and then the administration and Congress work through that kind of investment. And typically, for a capital investment sort of new start, the federal government provides about 50% of the capital infrastructure. Right now we have probably 30 projects across the country, from light rail to trolleys to buses, bus rapid transit projects, heavy rail, from East Coast to West Coast. So it's a very important part of our program. One part of our program that we're very proud of, because we spend so much time and energy making sure that the taxpayer dollar will really be a value at the end of the day.
Could you tell us about the state-administered programs? I pulled out a couple: the Rural Formula Program, the Elderly and Persons with Disabilities Program, the Job Access and Reverse Commute Program, and the New Freedom Initiative.
We talk about major capital infrastructure in the New Starts, and at the other end of the spectrum really are the smaller but equally important services that we provide primarily for people who don't have choices about whether or not to ride transportation. We're talking about programs that we administer at FTA, like for the elderly and disabled, which are formula grants that are distributed through the states, and then the states do a sub-allocation to about 1,300 local transit providers. And what the role of the government is to make sure that in communities across the country that there can be service provision for elderly, for disabled, and for the low income that get to work, et cetera. So that we believe that that's a very important part of our program. And what we're trying to do is to rationalize those programs and to make sure that we never have a situation in a community where you have a van that is taking the elderly at one end of the neighborhood, and at another end of the neighborhood you might have the United Cerebral Palsy providing a disabled ride, when in fact if there was more combination and more local community planning, you could have a more efficient kind of service provision. You'd have more service to more riders. So we want to ease the restrictions that have grown up over time in terms of government kinds of requirements. We want to make it easier to get the service to the people who need it. So there are a number of proposals in our reauthorization proposal that would do just that.
So how does that differ from the metropolitan and statewide planning programs?
One of the most important things, Dave, about putting together a good public transportation system is planning for it, whether it's planning with a number of providers across the stakeholder groups, or whether it's deciding just what kind of investment should be made that makes sense. In some growing communities that are already large, for example, a light rail makes sense. In others, it may be a lower cost technology like bus rapid transit that would allow us to make a more cost effective investment, or it may make sense to have one service provider, as I mentioned earlier, to provide services for elderly and the disabled, or you might want to mix it up. The key to that is local community planning. And so in this president's budget, we've increased the percent, we've increased the amount of money for planning so that we can make sure that every dollar we spend really produces something.
You've described a wide range of programs, and I'm curious, how are you measuring the performance of these programs?
Well, I think we can do a better job, Paul, in terms of measuring the performance. And that's why the proposal that the Secretary has supported has a component for performance-based funding. It's in addition to the formulas. What we're saying is that those transit agencies that can establish that, in fact, their systems have increased ridership, then we want to give an extra bonus, because that's our goal. So we are working very closely with a number of agencies, including the National Academy of Public Administration, to help us figure out how can we make an effective performance-based sort of system. Now, we've done that for our grantees, but we've also done that inside the FTA in terms of performance-based systems that we're implementing that we may be able to have a chance to talk about in a moment.
Are all the outcome measures clear, or is that part of what still needs to be developed in many cases?
In some cases, it is difficult to establish how specifically an outcome relates to a particular investment. Let me give you an example. The value of an investment in a light rail or heavy rail system or bus rapid transit, the value to the environment or to the creation of economic development around the stations, to be able to quantify that can sometimes be difficult. And so many of the benefits are indirectly as a result of the investment. So the most significant, though not the only one, the most significant measure, we believe, is how many riders are using the facility. So that's pretty clear. We believe there are a number of incentives that we can provide so that the investment that is made on the right basis, on an outcome sort of orientation.
How, when you measure the ridership or look at ridership, do you compare? I think you point out that some people have options outside of public transportation. Other people have fewer options, maybe none.
We don't want to only count the number of riders overall, but because we believe that the federal government has a role to play in helping to ensure that those who don't have a choice about riding or not riding because they don't have a car, that we want to measure the ridership of those groups as well. So we want to measure ridership at a lot of different levels. You have to take into account the community size, because ridership in New York is quite a different matter than ridership in Wagon Tire, Oregon, even on a percentage basis. So we're very conscious of that, and we want to carefully plan how we do this best.
That's a good stopping point. We've got to go to a break. Rejoin us in a few minutes as we continue talking about management with Jenna Dorn of the FTA. How does the FTA link budget to performance? We'll ask Jenna for her perspective when the Business of Government Hour returns.